بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. Today will read an incident from the life of Hazrat Harisa ibn Nu'man رضي الله تعالى عنه. And most probably it was the same Sahabi that we mentioned yesterday. Hazrat Harisa, who Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم woke up and he said, I have woke up this morning as a true believer. And when he was presenting his proofs, he said, وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي بَارِزًا, as though I can see the arsh of Allah clearly, as though I can see the people in Jannat يَتَمَتَّعُونَ فِيهَا, enjoying themselves in Jannat. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ, as though I can see the people of Jahannam being punished in the fire of Jahannam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, عَرَفْتَ فَلْزَمْ, you have attained ma'rifat. So hold firmly. And this is a man that Allah ta'ala has illuminated his heart with iman. So one of the beautiful incidents from his life, he was an eminent sahabi from the Ansar, and he had fought in the battle of Badr. From all the virtues of this sahabi, it was the love, respect, and selflessness with which he served his mother that stood out the most. His mother's name was Ja'da radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, I entered Jannat in a dream. The dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salam is wahi. It is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I entered Jannat and I heard the sound of someone reciting the Qur'an Majeed. I asked, who is this reciting the Qur'an Sharif? And the angels replied, Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, kathalikumul bir, kathalikumul bir, kathalikumul bir. That is the rank which is acquired through obedience and service to the parents. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this. That rank is acquired through obedience and service to parents. The extent to which Hazrat Harisa radiallahu anhu saw to his mother's comfort can be gauged by the fact that he would feed her by placing food in her mouth with his own hands. Furthermore, if his mother gave him an instruction and he failed to hear what she said, he would not inconvenience her by asking her to repeat herself. Later, he would inquire from those who had heard her instruction, what did she say? It was this quality of serving his mother with complete love, respect and consideration that earned the Sahabi radiallahu anhu the rank where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself heard him reciting the Qur'an Majeed in Jannat. Allah give us all the tawfiq. If we have parents, to phone them regularly if we are far away from them, or if they are close by, to visit them regularly and to show and express our love, show them our respect, win their favor, win their du'as over. And if they have passed away, then we make fervent du'a. We visit their qubur, qabristan, where they are buried, visit it quite often, at least once a week, and on a regular basis, on a daily basis, we recite Qur'an Majeed. And we send Isalu Thawab for them, we give some sadaqah, and we send the rewards for them to the best of our ability. And also, their friends that are alive, then we show them respect, and we give them some gifts and hadia, we treat them with respect. This is all part of showing respect to their parents, and inshallah through this, we will win Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Subhanahu Ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah's favor. In the lessons it is mentioned, that obedience and service to parents is a path to Jannah that is often overlooked. However, seeing to their comfort, fulfilling their needs, and showing them the love and respect that they deserve is great ibadah that earns one tremendous rewards in this world and the next. Furthermore, if we make their hearts happy, they will give us their heartfelt du'as, which will assist us in both the worlds. On the contrary, neglecting our parents and hurting their hearts is a severe sin that will deprive us of goodness, happiness and blessings in our lives. From one hadith we learn that if a person wants long life and prosperity, material prosperity, then he must serve his parents and be kind to them. And if a person doesn't serve his parents and be kind to them, then he is destroying his material prosperity in this world. And ulama say, if we want spiritual prosperity, then we need to show that respect, adab and love to our asatidha, our ustads, our mashayikh, our sheikh. We need to show them that love and that respect, that kindness, compassion. Nevertheless, it's important to remember that if one's parents demand that one should do something against the shariat, one must respectfully refrain from such actions. Obedience to Allah Ta'ala is the first priority. And the famous story of I forget the name at the moment, but it is mentioned in one of the kitabs, the Siha Sitta, that he was performing salah in his monastery and his mother called him. And he did not respond. And then his mother called him. And then he did not respond why he was performing salah. And because the mother got annoyed after calling him three times that he didn't respond to her, then she had cursed him. And ulama say that the words that she used in the curse was, Wallah, he must see the face of a loose woman. And that's what happened. It's a lengthy incident. They say, his name was Juraij. They say if his mother had to say, oh Allah, let him commit sin, then he would have ended up in committing sin and doing actual act of zina. So we must make sure we take the du'as of our parents. One son, I remember, I think it was as Mufti Sahib mentioned, that his brothers were very prosperous. But this son, for some reason, he wasn't making it in life. So he went to his mother. His mother said, it just came out from her mouth, may you win all competitions. So it happened like that, that every competition he's winning. Car competition also he's winning. So eventually they had to ban him from competitions. So this person, he got something, but actually what he had was, he had his mother's dua. So we take the duas of our parents. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.